Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It's a great pleasure to welcome my colleagues for the New World Report, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal. She's in Bogota, Colombia. And Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. He's in Washington, D.C. I begin with the Venezuela-Colombia border. We all know that Venezuela is darkness visible. The Maduro regime at this point looks strong, looks stable, looks sinister. However, Joseph, your report is helpful here. We've talked about it off and on for the last weeks, especially because the senator has sent us video of combat along the Venezuela-Colombia border, presented to me as warlords fighting among themselves over the cocaine traffic and recruiting of cocaine runners. However, then Maria sent us a video of fighting that seemed to consist of combat with other presentations, military combat with other presentations, including terrorist organizations such as FARC or what remains of FARC, or FARC is changing into other organizations. You now at Center for Secure Free Society are presenting this fighting, this combat, this tension, this turmoil along the Colombia-Venezuela border as striking and necessary. What's happened that's new, Joseph? What's driving this? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, what we do at the with this BRIC monitor, what the report's called, is that we focus on something that's been not as discussed as thoroughly on the border conflict between Venezuela and Colombia, which is the role of Russia. And I think that's a very important part of what's happening along the border with these two countries, and it also is taken within the context of what Russia is doing globally, which it's increased encroachment on Ukraine, it's increasing presence in Syria, and in that, it's also increasing its connection with the Maduro regime in Venezuela. So specifically on the border, we've identified through satellite imagery, through the verification of sources on the ground, and other analysis that we've done about the conflict with Venezuela, is the presence of Russian-made drones, specifically the Orlan 10B, and the Orlan 10E drones in the Porta state where the current border conflict is taking place. Shortly after the border conflict erupted, this is the conflict erupted around March 21st. So on April 1st, a plane full of Russian personnel arrived at the Simon Bolivar International Airport in Caracas. And what we're seeing is that Russia is definitely, at the minimum, exploiting this border conflict for ways to further increase the tension against Colombia. They recently did an overflight violating Colombian airspace that caused some concern inside Colombia, and they have reacted. So the point of this report is to focus a little bit more on the role of Russia. Russia is a strategic ally of the Maduro regime in Venezuela. It has a presence, both military and paramilitary presence, in no fewer than 9 of Venezuela's 23 states, and it's getting more involved in this conflict, and we wanted to shine a light on that.
And Joseph, the Russian agents, the Russian representatives, can we characterize them? Are they military? Are they civilian? Are they state security? Are they disguised in some fashion? Are they cutouts? Do we know anything about the personnel in Caracas?
So almost all of the above, John. You have a presence of a paramilitary group that's connected to Moscow and the Kremlin, which is called the Wagner Group. It's the same group we've seen in Syria, in Ukraine, and in other places. We also are seeing through imagery the potential of Russian forces being embedded into the Venezuelan military, meaning that they're using Venezuelan military uniforms. Oftentimes, you look at this by the footwear, the kind of boots they wear and the kind of arms that they carry. And then we're also seeing Russian military, traditional technical military presence. Now, we have to also remember that Venezuelan military armament is approximately 80% Russian-made, so the Russians continuously arrive to Venezuela to provide technicians to that armament. So I guess in that sense, it's not that abnormal. But I'd say it's all of the above. The Russians, in my opinion, are using the same kind of unconventional warfare, hybrid warfare campaign that they did to annex the territory in Crimea. They're using that same kind of strategy in Venezuela.
Senator, a very good day to you. This report from Joseph is alarming, and then again, it's logical, given how Caracas has brought in its allies from Eurasia, Tehran and Moscow, and its allies from the New World, Cuba, for instance, and to some extent other countries. Do you have this report of Russian agents in Bogota? You mentioned some weeks back that the reason I was so struck by the military conduct of the guerrillas was because they have Russian trainers. Do you have information of these Russian activities?
Yes, John. In fact, this morning, one of the main news just show up in the presence of the Russian military training the Venezuelan army. So I'm pretty sure that the Colombian intelligence, who also share information with the U.S. military aid that we get here, they know it. They have the satellite photographs that we show you about 15 days ago, and they are monitoring it. However, I think the problem is spreading, as Joseph shows on his analysis, which is a very complete analysis. And you could see all these alliance between China and Iran, Russia and Iran, Cuba also linked, how they start controlling the geography of Latin America, how they start building the Russian in Bolivia, one company for doing these armed efforts. You see how China is getting into Brazil, despite that the Brazilian president is from the right. You see how China gets in Uruguay, and the president of Uruguay is also from the right side. But they get everywhere with the money, with the cash. And as I told you before, John, if the U.S. is still not getting aware that we just can't stop all these new kind of diplomacy, some with cash, some with the vaccines, COVID vaccines, and if you don't help us trading or building the bridges to trade easily, it will still happen. And our countries will be at risk. Remember that China is the one who is going to build the Bogota Metro here.
Joseph, what Maria says is comprehensively threatening to security in the New World. Do we have an understanding of what Russia's ambition is? Maria mentions China, but let's stay with one bad actor at a time. What is their vision? We in the past have talked about undermining legitimate governance in the whole of the continent. But that's a grand scheme. What is Russia looking to do in the immediate future with these agents operating along the Colombia border?
Well, in the case of Venezuela, Russia is a very close ally to the Maduro regime, and I think that their goals are aligned with the goals of the Maduro regime in the sense that they're looking to expand the conflict into other countries, most notably their neighboring countries, first in Colombia, but I think shortly after they're going to focus on Guyana. And then they're going to try to make this conflict something that's more regional. I think the second part of that is Russia has a tremendous amount of foreign military sales, not just in Venezuela, but throughout Latin America. And it wants to increase that. It wants to increasingly replace the United States as the primary provider of military equipment and also military doctrine. Now, Venezuela is kind of the beachhead for that because Venezuela uses almost 100% Russian military equipment and doctrine. It still has some other equipment from the United States, and it does get some from China, but Russia is the predominant military supplier. So they're looking at this, I think, from two lenses. One, to create more conflicts, and then to sell more military weapons so that they can arm these conflicts. And it's kind of the same that they're doing in the Middle East and Africa and elsewhere, because it's kind of with the Russian MO of how to benefit from a crisis.
And the Russian agents in Caracas, they'd stick out. They'd be noticeable. Is this something that SOCOM or other national security teams know about? Is this common knowledge, Joseph?
I wouldn't say it's common knowledge among the military writ large, but among specific intelligence services. And I think, as you mentioned, Special Operations Command and others that have uniquely qualified viewpoints on how the Russians operate, particularly their blending of conventional weapons with irregular forces, such as their paramilitary entities. I think they know. They know very well, and they've been very concerned about this. This didn't just start yesterday or even with the border conflict right now. The Russians started increasing their paramilitary presence in Venezuela going back to 2018. And since then, they've been creating units inside the Venezuelan armed forces that are a hybrid that blend civilian militias with conventional forces. They call them, well, in Ukraine, they call these the BTG, the Battalion Tactical Groups. And now in Venezuela, they have a similar name, but they're called Reinforced Infantry. And that's, those are exactly the units you're seeing on the border.
It's a long way from the Monroe Doctrine. Joseph Umar is the Executive Director of Secure Free Society. Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal is a member of the Colombia Legislature. She's in Bogota. We're going to turn to Guatemala next. Guatemala is a critical player in the Great Migration, the traveling up Central America into Mexico and to be stopped momentarily on the American border. What about Guatemala? Is it a stable democracy? I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.